Today's daf is Bavasra daf Samach, and we are up to the last daf here in the third parak, the 30 blot parak of Cheskas Habatim, that spoke mostly about Chazakos and Kinya Chazaka and Cheskas Gemal Shanim. And today we end off with some other inyanim, which really brings us back to the beginning of the Masechta, a little bit about Hezek Re'iya, and at the end we will get into issues of Zeichel Mikdash. Says the Gemara, we are up to Tanur Rabbanan, four lines from the bottom on Nun Tes Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, spoke about limitations of a person opening up a window to an area that previously did not have the window or the door overlooking. So the Gemara says, now Tanur Rabbanan. We spoke about what the chiddush is, dafka chatzar ashutfin, not just chatzar chaveiro, even though he has some rights in there already, but now it's going to be more problematic. He's going to have to be more tsanua because he's going to have to focus while he's in the house. So Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa Badamecha, Chapaza Chalona, Vlachatzar Ashutfin, a person opened up his windows to an area, jointly owned area, Ubaal Afnei Rabbi Yishmael, Bar Rabbi Yossi, and he comes in front of Rabbi Yossi, Amarlo, Hechzakta Bini Hechzakta. Okay, good. You did it. You created a chazakah. You opened it. There was no mecha'a. There was no protest, and therefore you could have it. Ubal of the Rabbi Chia Amar Yagata Ubasachta Yagata Vistom. Right? You sweated and opened it. Well, you got to sweat and close it again because this is not allowed. You did not create a chazakah. The Rashbam says this is lishitasam. The Rashbam says on the bottom that this. Rabbi Yoshmael Ber Rabbi Yossi is Lishitasa that we had earlier in the parak on Daf Mem Aleph 20 blad ago, like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel Ber Rabbi Yossi, call Bifanav La'alter Havi Chazaka. Anything that's done in front of the person and he does not complain, so immediately there's a chazaka. Ve'en halacha kein, the Rashbam says. So the Tanakama, the Rabbi Shmuel is following his own Shita. And Rabbi Chia say no. Go and be so simit. Why? The Rashbam says, "Delo avi chazaka ad shalosh shanim." And if he complains before the three years, so then there's nothing to talk about. Good. Amar of Nachman, v'listom la'alter havi chazaka. What does that mean? V'listom. So we'll go with Rashbam's pshat, and then we'll see the Ritva. V'listom im hechzik bechalon gimel shanim bechatzar ashutfin. 3 years. Somebody opened up a window into a chatzar ashutfin for 3 years, and the other partner was quiet. Uba chaveiro v'satmo. And then after the 3 years, the friend comes and closes the nizak, so to speak. The other partner goes and closes up the window. Shebana kosel kinegdo. What does it mean? Close up the window. He built a big wall that closes the airspace, closes the vision. Vihushasak. And the person who's built the window originally there didn't say anything. La'alter havi chazaka la'ze hasosem. Shalo yiftach od chaveiro ela bershuso. That ruins the chazaka of the person who had the window. Why? Back to the Gemara. V'listom, if the nizak, the other neighbor, closes up the window that already had established a chazaka, so then immediately there is a chazaka for the stima. Shein adam asui shesosmis sotimim oro befana v'shosek. Because a person doesn't stand by idly when his light is closed off and is quiet. So the fact that he didn't say anything right away, he must be mode that what? The Rashbam says, he must be mode the shelo kedin hechzik meikara. It must be that originally he wasn't allowed to do it, and maybe there was some illegal issues originally, and that's why the one who is so same now has the rights. If you look in the Ritva says the same thing if the person himself, he says, kol shekein, if the mazik was so same. Says the Ritva, Nirim in Alashon Hazeh, ki anizak hushasasam. Right, it sounds like the Rashbam's pshat, that the sosem is the nizak. Umiyu kol shekein im hamazik atzmo sasmo. Surely if the mazik himself closed it, devadai macha la'alter. Right, that for sure creates a mechila la'alter. In the footnote he points out that the Ritva in the Tshuva says otherwise. There's no halchache itself unless he's paratet psimav, as we had earlier. But anyway, continue the Ritva here. Umidamrinam de listom la'alter avichazaka, shaminam de liftawach lo avichazaka la'alter. Right, but the fact that it says stima is a chazaka la'alter is mashma that opening it in the first place would not be la'alter. The kol she'eno la'alter, and if it's not la'alter, so what shiur do you go to? There's only one other shiur we have. Eino b'pachas b'shalosh shanim. V'taina she'ein lo zman acher. There is no other claims. That's why stima is la'alter. but psicha is 3 years, and he says, v'teima la Rambam, shomer de chalon yesh lechazag la alter. The Rambam quotes that even psicha is la alter, and the Ritva is not comfortable with that pshat. Okay, let's continue. Lokach bayis b'bayisach b'chatzar acheret lo yiftachenu l'chatzar ha-shutfin. As we said that in the Mishnah, that if somebody buys a house in another chatzar, it has an opening to another chatzar, now he wants to make a new door to the chatzar ha-shutfin, so that he's not allowed to do. So my taima b'bnei shemar b'aleim es ha-derech. As we said, mar b'aleim es ha-derech is going to be more traffic in this chatzar now, if you open up another door, and therefore, that's why he's not allowed to do it. Ema seifa. But 1 second, the second line says, what is he allowed to do? El imratza bone esacheder lifnimi beso. You could build a new room inside. Ubona aliyah gabe beso, or build a new floor. But as long as you put the entrance inside the house. So 1 second. Even if the entrance is inside the house, if you build another apartment, there are going to be more people in the chatzer. So he asked the Gemara, "Halo mar ba'alav es haderech." There's still more people that they're going to be walking around. What difference does it make that there's no new entrance directly to the chatzer? It's still more people. You still built another floor or another room. So if the problem is, as we saw in the Reisha, of mar ba'alav es haderech, so why isn't that a problem also in the Seifa if you built another room or another floor? Answer, Amar Rav Huna, my cheder. No, it doesn't mean that you added on another floor or built another room. It means in your existing structure, you split it. My cheder, shechelko lishnayim. You split your existing house or room into two. Umay aliyah af toy. What does that mean? You split it into two horizontally. Meaning you have the height. So basically, in the structure that you had, you have more people. And there's never a limit into how many people can live in your house if you have the same structure, the Rashbam explains. Right? Ein kan tosefes binyan klau, lo becheder v'lo ba'aliyah. Right? There's no, you didn't add on to that. And therefore, in this case, there is no limit. And even though there's going to be more people involved, that's true, but you're not limited in that way because we cannot control or limit your actions in that way. Good. Says the Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam lechatzar ha-shutfin, pesach keneged pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon. A person cannot open up, and even in, as the Mishnah, the Gemara explained yesterday, even in a chatzar ha-shutfin, where you already have rights, person is not allowed to open up a new pesach keneged pesach, v'chalon keneged chalon, a doorway keneged a doorway, and a chalon, a window keneged a window. Why? Because you're going to be able to see exactly straight in. Explains the Rashbam. Afilu hecha deish lechazaka. Even if you've created a chazaka, even if you've had this for 3 years, you opened up a window exactly across from your friend's window, and door connected a door. No, you have to, you can't have it right across. How far, how much do you have to separate it? So the Rashbam says, Ella mashehu yarchik. A little off. A little diagonal is all you need. Zesh lo connected zeh. Why? Because after all, the issue, as we'll see, is tznius, is hezek re'iyah of some sort. And therefore, as long as it's a little off, where you're going to have to work a little bit to see into the other people's rishus. So that's why we assume that you're not going to do that purposely. If it's directly across, it's going to be automatic. I go out of my house, it's hard not to see into the other person's doorway if my door is right across. Or a window connected if it's exactly. But if it's a little off, so then the Rashbam says, we'll give people enough credit that they wouldn't be looking indirectly, and therefore that would be enough. The Rashba is not so happy with that. He assumes that, who says that should be enough? No, if we're worried about Hezek Re'iyah, then it has to be enough to be separated. He quotes the Rashbam, and who says, right, Ubar Chaka Mashu Sagi Le Kol Shein Aroa So Lehedya, Einu Yochol Akiva Lov, the Sof, he boy Koi, Bechatzer Vechazile. After all, he can stand in the Chatzer. So now you're just doing Pesach and I get Pesach, Umikol Makom, and then he says, but this is only by a Chatzer HaShutfin. The Rashbam says 2 points. Number one, where do we say that a Mashahu is enough? By a chatzar ha-shutfin, where anyway you could be in your yard, so now we're making a higher demand that even though I could be in the yard, if I'm in my house, I shouldn't make it straight across, so that's where mashu is enough. But mikol makom ba'alma, if you're talking about chatzar chavero, not chatzar ha-shutfin, deleka haitaima, marchik mimenu ad kadei shelo yuchal liras b'toch shelo klal, then you'd have to go farther, right, when it's a stranger's yard. Right, because then you have higher standards because he's not being hiding himself at all. And then the Rashbam says at the end of the piece, "Velule she'amra harav zatzal." Had the Rashbam not said what he said, "Hayanera here too she'tzorach laharchik ad shelo yuchal liros mipisko derech pisko shel chaveiro klal." And I'm more comfortable, says the Rashba, saying that even in this case. Not a Masha. The Rashba says it. The Rashbam says it. So I'll explain what the difference is between this case and other cases of Chatzar Chavero. But really, I would rather say that even in this case, it is a further separating and a further distancing and not just a Mashu. Okay, Machlokas Rashbam and the Rashba. Let's continue. So, first it shouldn't open it. Pesach connect Pesach v'chalon connect chalon. Hayakat lo yasenu gadol. If you already have a small window, you shouldn't make it big. Echad lo yasenu shnayim, because that's also against privacy. Aval poseach ulu rishus a rabim to the street, you can do whatever you want. Because there, people have to obviously know. Pesach connect Pesach v'chalon connect chalon. Hayakat and oso so gadol. The echad oso so shnayim. So the Rishus Rabim, one is allowed to do whatever one wants to do. What happens if Lamaisa one did open it? What if I did the Pesach and Pesach and the Chalon Keneged Chalon? What is the halacha of what one has to do? So this is a machlokas we've shown him here. Whether it would have to be taken down. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yiftach adam chalon l'chatzer chaveiro, yafilu echan me'ashutfin b'chatzer, shebikesh l'vtoch lo chalon b'toch peso l'chatzer ma'akev alav shutafo, b'bnei shemistakel bo mimenu. Right? It's, he looks in. V'im pasach yistom. Shulchan Aruch says that if you did it, you have to close it up. You have to close it up. It's asa right now. I'm aver v'asa, right? You have to close it up. That's the im nastu lo ashut from b'chatzer rishus l'ftoach chalon o pasach pesach rashoi. And if somebody gave you rishus, then you're allowed to. But this, like the Rashbam says, v'hu shelo yiftach pesach neged pesach o chalon keneged chalon. Right? But still, even with a chazak, even if they let you, you can't do it directly. As we'll see, that's not what Klal Yisrael is about. Pesach neged Pesach v'chalon keneged chalon. Ramah u'bepesach neged Pesach lo mahani chazaka v'hu adin b'chalon keneged chalon. That's the first daya. That's the Rashbam. V'yesh omrim b'chalon keneged chalon mehani. And some say if it's already done and they've allowed it and there's a chazaka, chalon keneged chalon is mehani. Who is he quoting this from? Tur in the name of the Ramah. That's the Yad Ramah on our Gemara. The Yad Ramah says bidi eved l'chadchil. You can't do either one. Bidi eved. There's a difference between Pesach neged Pesach and chalon keneged chalon. A doorway is worse. So once you did it, you still have to remove it. Pesach neged Pesach. But davka gabi Pesach neged Pesach, delo sagya, delo mistakel, that you would have to remove it even if you made it. Aval gabi chalon, de efshar leilish tamushe velo listakel bershusi dechavrei. Chalon keneged chalon, there is a way. So window is smaller. Aval gabi lechadchilo yochol limchos, im achzik bei kaimile chazaka. But once you did it, you did it. Right? Then you don't have to, and there's a chazaka, so then that would be allowed, and that's the 2 days right here in the Ramah in Kuf Nun Dalad Gimel relating to this issue. What if at the same time they don't have windows and they both agree, let's open up windows opposite each other? So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef here quoting this discussion, what happens if it's both of them? Okay, that is the Bidi Evid situation. Continue. Midani Mili, ask the Gemara, what is the source for this? So again, we're asking, let's go with the Rashban's shot. Even if Chazaka, even if somebody establishes a Chazaka, they still are not allowed to open the Pesach and Eged Pesach. It's a violation of some kind. Amar B'Yochanan, we quoted this back on Daf Beis 2 months ago. Right, this is one of the source for Hezek Re'iyah, Amar B'Yochanan, Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vayisa Bilam Ezeinav, Bilam lifted up his eyes, Vayar Yisrael, Shochein Lishvatav. And he sees how B'nai Yisrael have their tents. They are all residing by their Shvatim. Ma Ra'a, what did he see that made him so inspired? Ra'a She'ein Pischei Ahaleya Mechuvanim Zelazeh. He saw that their openings of their tents were not open to each other. Amar Re'uyin Halalu She'tishra Aleyem Shechina. These Jews are ra'ui that the Shechina should be shower on them. We needed a Bilam Arasha to tell us and to catch the fact that we act in a tznius way on a national level. Says the Rashbam. The Rashbam says on the first wide line, ra'uyin alalu midachsiv hasam matovu ohalecha kadayik. Because he says, how do we know what he looked at? Because he says matovu ohalecha Yaakov. How beautiful are your tents? Literally tents, and that's what he is exclaiming. Says the Ritva, Pirish demachane Yisrael kirushus hayachidhi ukechatzer o kimavui she'enu mafulash dami. Machane Yisrael was like a Rishas HaYachid, right? It had structures and tents all over. Umachane Leviyahu, Rishas HaRabim. Machane Leviya is more Rishas HaRabim, there's less people there. And then he says, Vahanachon, Delaha Milsa, Kivan Sharabim, Bokin Bo Machane Yisrael, Rishas HaRabim, Ukamavim Mefulash. The Ritva says, I think the whole thing is like a Rishas HaRabim, after he quoted this other Shita. Ela Shehem Hayu Machmiran Al Atzmam, Vizeu Shivcham. Even though it was public area, there wasn't any fence. Did the Gemara Shabbos discuss this? And we discussed it then. Adonai HaKavod, did that make it Rishas HaYachid? Because it was surrounded by a cloud. Right? Is that enough of a gvul? So the Ritva says, no, it's Rishas HaRabim. But that was the schar. Even though it was Rishas HaRabim, what did our Mishnah say? Pesach, you can do whatever you want. Connected Rishas HaRabim. No. But here, Klal Yisrael didn't. Kain Nir Ali, that was their Shevach. That they had a beautiful tent structure, in this regard. And there's an Isser, if we don't have it this way. If we look in the Baruch Sha'amar, the commentary of the Torah Tmima on Siddur, he has the Baruch Sha'amar on Siddur and Baruch Sha'amar on Pirkei Avos. So on the first page of the Baruch Sha'amar, he talks about Matov Olecha Yaakov. And he discusses, isn't that fascinating that that is how we start our day every day? Every Jew starts Matovu. The first thing we quote in the morning is from Bilam HaRasha. That's pretty amazing, if we think about it. Ubashkafa Rishona Yipoa, ki hama'at lishonos batora benevim hamidabrim b'shevach Yisrael v'malos batei tfiloseim. There's no other pasuk that we could use except from Bilam, semel hasino liYisrael, the ultimate anti-Semite. That is who we quote. V'ef shalafaris, he says, well, you might say, ki adaraba, ki anosenes, that's exactly Klomar, ki l'siba sin aso ha'azal Yisrael ro l'kvoa davka dvarev shalo, v'rak heim yikai mula ene es kol es ha'inyanim ha'asurim behem. It's obviously not a coincidence. We're davka quoting Bilam. Why? So he continues, aval hein Bilam, he says, first of all, he says, maybe Bilam, with all of his anti-Semitism and his hatred, he still recognizes our gavlus. That's pretty amazing. If somebody who loves the Jewish people says something great about them, okay. But if even a Bilam says it, so that really shows it must be something true, and that's the pasuk in Mishlei, Yehalalucha zor velo picha, right, a zor, a stranger should be the one that praises you, and not the one from amongst you. Okay, and he says we find other times that we quote not such great people, right? We know there's a minhag by a wedding to give the bracha that Besuel and Lavan gave to Rivka when she was leaving. Achoseinu atayil afi rivava v'yira sarachai shar sonav. So that's also not quoting some great tzaddikim. So either way, but that is all point one. And then he says he quotes from the Sefer Chasidim, okay, meaning you find other things, you find we learn halachos and nihugim even from people who aren't such great tzaddikim, right? You learn that from, Esav, the concept of, love on the older marrying before the younger, other ideas. But then he says, Vihine, this is what I wanted to mention. Kvar kasavnu, he says, many times, one has to focus on what is being said and not always the one who is saying it. Right? Sometimes, he doesn't quote it, but the Chizkuni quotes many different opinions, he never quotes who he's quoting. Why? Because the Chizkuni writes in his, Hakdama, again, one of the great Rishonim, that sometimes I want you to judge the idea based on the idea, not who's talking. Again, it's a little dangerous sometimes, because if you have somebody who is an antithetical to Torah, and somebody doesn't believe, then they might be misrepresenting. But there is an idea of judging the item and the idea itself separate from, right, Chachma Bagoyim Tamin, right, Chazal say. So he says, maybe that's a deeper idea of Ezu Derech Yishar or Ezu Chacham, right, it's the Gemara, I think, in Tamid, Haroa Es Hanolad. Don't look so much at the Molid, the one who creates the idea. The Nolad, look at the idea, the thing that came out itself, and if it's something valuable, then take it. And that's what we call Bilam. We call Bilam because he said something very good. He says, "Ulay afshal asiyah lasha derosa nolad ki kishiroa o shomea adam dvarim v'inyanim shonim yivaker v'yarichotam mitzad erich atzman in tovim heim o refuyim." Is this something good or weak? V'lo yarech osam mitzad erech omrehem. Right, and not to judge dafka asher imhu adam gadol v'chacham for some yikavlem v'imlav yukalem be'enav. So that's, it gets a little controversial. Sometimes you have a sefer. What if you have a great sefer? You know, there's a commentary on one of the mesechtes from one of the Rishonim, and it was put out by someone who was not a believer. So, big discussion in the Beis Medrash. You know, is that an appropriate, and they have great footnotes, all about the Rishon explaining the Gemara, great lumdus. So, was one allowed to use that? Is one allowed to, you know, do you look at the Nolad, the Torah Tamim is a big believer here, look at the Nolad, or do we say that, you know, if so, it might be affected by the way that it was written? Remember, we had Rabbi Chiya back in Bamatzia and Ksubis, that everything has to be Lashma from the beginning, and he even planted the trees to make the nets to catch the deer, right? Pure from the beginning. So does that exclude such an idea? Or you have to work it out and see, it still says in Perkei Avos, Ezo Chacham Alo Made Mikol Adam. Right, it's still Mikol Adam. So it doesn't leave anybody out. Okay, let's continue. He says towards the end, if somebody is a real known apikaris, maybe it's different. He says, Misha Nitfas Baminis Vekvira. So then, you know, one has to be very, very careful. Okay, let's continue. But that's Bilam. Bilam was a pretty big apikaris, it's Russia. But either way, we quote him at the beginning of our day because he said something very valuable. Matov Olach Yaakov, we have to give him credit for that, even though he wanted to say the opposite. But Lamaisa, it came out, and therefore we have to acknowledge that. Says the Gemara, HaYakad Elo Yaseno Gato. So if you have a small window, then you cannot make it big into Rishus Chatzar HaShutfin. So Rabbi Rechama thought that Bardala Lo Lashavya Bartmanya. If it's 4 wide, so then you're not allowed to make it 8 wide, right? Why? Because then that is a qualitative jump. Going from 4 amos to 8 amos. Why? This relates back to the Gemara we had way back on Daf Yud Aleph, to Kashako Tmanya Bechatzer, because as we learned there, every opening you have into a yard gives you 4 amos in front of that chatzer. So if you go from a 4 to an 8, you've now consumed more for your property of the chatzer. That's not fair. You can't do that without an agreement. Avo Bartarti L'Shavi Baraba. But from 2 to 4, Shopper dummy's fine, because the 2 would get 4 amos. You haven't consumed any more in the chatzer right now. That would be okay. And Amale Rava says, no, the issue here isn't consuming the chatzer. The issue here is the tznius element. Matzi Amale, bepischa zutra, matzinu itztanu yeminach. From a small opening, I could hide myself. Bepischa rabba lo matzinu itztanu yeminach. So it's not an issue of consuming in the chatzer. It's an issue of behavior. Echalei Yasen of Shnayim, same discussion. You can't make 1 into 2. Savar Mechala Meimar Bar Arba'i Lo Lashavi Shrei. You can't make a 4 into 2 Bnei Tarti Tarti to Kashakol Timnei Bechatzer. Because if you split it into 2, then you're going to, again, take more of the Chatzer, because each one is going to take a 4 Amma section. Avo Bar Timnei Lashavi Bnei Arba Shaper Dami. But to make an 8 one into a 4, 2 4s, that's okay, because the A1 already, you have the area in front of your chatzer, in front of your doorway. So Amalei Rava again, Matzi Amalei no, Bechad Pischa Matzin Istanu Yeminach, Betray Lo Matzin Istanu Yeminach, I can't, it's harder for me in this case, and therefore I am not, I don't accept it. Good. Avo Paseach Lu Rishas Arabim, Pesach Neged Pesach, but into Rishas Arabim, you can do whatever you want, to Amalei. So, Habas Listanu Yebibne Rishas Arabim. Lamais is a public area, you're going to have to guard yourself anyway to not do anything private, and therefore I'm not being mazik you at all. Says the Mishnah. Ein Osin, last Mishnah here in Cheskas Abatim. The biggest parak here in the biggest Masechta. Ein Osin Chalol. Keneged tachas rishas arabim borushich lamaris. We had this once before quoted. I am not allowed to make a cavity, an opening, a cave, dig under the street. Why? Because I got to think about the future. You know, eventually I'm weakening the strength of the street. It might cave in, rachmana litzlan, and therefore I can't do that. Rabbi Elazar Mati, Rabbi Elazar says, yes, you can, as long as you make it strong. Kedesh tehei agala mahaleches v'tun avanim. As long as a wagon could go over it carrying stones, very heavy, so then one is allowed to do that. What's the root issue here? So we discussed this earlier. You see, it said on Daf Chav Zayin, but the Rashbam says the issue is Ozil Basar Hashta. So you only have to focus on the here and the now, right? That's the Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Right now, I put up a strong structure. That's all I have to worry about. But I don't have to worry. V'lo chayish l'shema hayom alamachar yichala akisu v'ipo. I don't have to worry about that. Obviously, Tanakhama says you do. You have to be speaking about Roas HaNolad, right? In the other sense, right? That's what the issue here is, says the Rashbam. The Ritva says this only is whatever you're allowed to do. It's only on the side. I would do it be'emsa rishus haravim, right? Where it's stronger on the side, says the Ritva. It's a little more problematic. Klomar says the Ritva. Oh, Nira, the Philip Shizarabim, Dafka Kshachalal, who bemakam Shiragli, Behemos, Vagalos, Mitsuyin Sham, could go in Beemsa, Avamanat Studim, like a Lamechesh, the Kivan Shinasan, love Kisui, Haroy Lagala, Malachasun Avanim. The Homach Locus is in the middle where there's a lot of heavy loads that go. On the side, where it's not as heavy, then maybe even the Tanakama would agree it's okay. That's the Ritva's limitation. It's a lifnei iver. It's lifnei, I mean, maybe, meaning literally that put, like putting a stumbling block, or by, it's a gram hezek, right? It's being damaging the public area. Ein motzi and zizim because it's shoros and rishis rabim, when it's not allowed to open up ledges and things sticking out to the street. Ella im rotza konis. Doch shalom motzi. What you can do is you could bring your own wall within your rishis more and then stick out something out because it's all in your rishis. But you cannot stick something out into the rishis rabim. The Rashbam writes, "Kol b'nei rishus harabim less nihu gabei delimchalu." They're not there to be mochel to you, and therefore you cannot do it. It's not like a private rishus. Laka chotzer ubazizin uzutros. But if you bought a yard and there are zizin uzutros already into the street, harizu becheskasa. That's becheskasa because you assume that it was done properly beheter originally. And as the Rashbam quotes, ta'aninan lilokeach. As we had earlier, we tie it on behalf of a buyer who might not know what happened originally, but it is still mutter. Verabbanan, says the Gemara. So why do the Rabbanan not allow you to dig underneath? Zinman demifchas v'lavadayte. Because it could be that you're not going to realize that it is starting to crumble. Ein motzin zizim gzustros v'chulu. Rabbi Ami avile ziza davi nafik l'mavoa. Rabbi Ami had a ledge that was sticking out into the mavui, into an alleyway. V'yehu gavr nami avile ziza davi mafik l'mshazarabim. And someone else has a ziz that was sticking out to the street. Also, the Kamadir Rabbi Ami. So this man who had it sticking into the street came in front of Rabbi Ami, who had it sticking into the alleyway. Amalei zil coats. Rabbi Ami tells him, "You got to cut it. You got to cut it. You can't have it sticking into the street." Amalei v'amar nami islei. Right? He said, "Aye. What about you, Rabbi? You know, you're already telling me." Amalei didilam avoa mafik. Right? No, mine's going into the alleyway. B'nei mavoa machlin gabai. I've already spoken to them, and they said it's not a problem. And the b'nei mavu give me mochel. Didach l'rishas harabim mafik, but you're going out to the street. Man mochel gabach, right? The public can't be mochel to you, and therefore there's a difference. Period. Similar story. Rabbi Yanai havilein ilana no to l'rishas harabim. Rabbi Yanai had a tree that was hanging into the street, and it was getting in people's ways. Havihu gavra davilein ami ilana no to l'rishas harabim. And somebody else also had a tree going into the street, and also b'nei rishas harabim havi kama akvi ilave. And the people came to this other man and said, "You got to cut it down. It's bothering us." Also, the kama Rabbi Yanai. So this man came in front of Rabbi Yanai and asked him, "Amarle zila inna v'salamacha." Rabbi Yanai says, "You know what? Come back tomorrow. I can't answer you yet. Come back tomorrow." Bilelya shadar kaitzi lahudi day. That night he went and cut down his own tree first. Lamacha rasa lekamei amalei zil coats. The next day the man comes back and says, and then now Rabbi Yanai gives the answer. You know, cut down your tree. Amalei hamar nami islei. What do you mean? Don't you have one? Amalei no. Zil chazi e coats didi coats didach. Go see if I cut my tree down, then you have to cut your tree down. Ilo coats didi ilo takuts at. Then you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to. A little mysterious here. Meikara myself, lebasof myself. Why did he only do this, you know, at the after he was asked? Come on, this is one of the great Tanoim. Meikara savar nichu b'nei rishus harabim diasa betule. Originally, he thought, Rabbi Yanai thought, that he was actually being mahane the b'nei rishus harabim. He created more shade. Created more shade, and therefore it's nice. They sat in the shade of the tree. Kiva dechazet dechama akvi. But once he saw that the other people were complaining to the other guy, he realized that they probably didn't want his either, but he was Rabbi Yanai. That's why they wouldn't say anything. But he realized that it was bothering others too, and therefore shadar katsye. And that's why he cut it down as well. The Rashbam says, haven, second line, shebishvil kvodo shoskin al shalo. They realized because it was on covet. Right? This is similar to the Mishnah Sanhedrin, right? By Bezdin were maschilin min hatzad. because we don't want the great rabbi to say something that everybody else is not going to say a word. So maschilim min hatzad, because, you know, we don't want people just to follow along because of the kavod. So why didn't he just tell him? Why did he say wait till tomorrow? Just tell him, you know, I'll cut down your tree and I'm going to cut mine down too. Mishum de Reish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish says, based on the pasuk in Tzvanya, his koshishu v'koshu, gather yourself and then gather others. Kshot atzmacha v'achar kach kshot acherim. Right? We have to do as I do, not as I say. And therefore, first, to be a leader, you have to first do it yourself, and then it would be okay to tell others. Good. So you're not allowed to put a stick of ziz out, a ledge out to the street, but avalim ratz, according to the Tosha Lomotzi. But what you could do is you could recess your own wall and then stick something out, because that's only on your property. Iboy luhu. What if somebody recessed their wall and they didn't end up sticking out a ledge, and then later on they decide they want to stick out a ledge after some time passed? So do we say that once he brought in his wall and he didn't put it up, he was basically mevater that area to the Rosh Hashanah? Or no, he didn't lose his chance. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kanas Motzi, right? Even if you were Kones and you waited, you still could be Motzi as is. Reish Lakish Amar, Kanas Eina Motzi. No, you lost your chance, as Reish Lakish. That's one version of the Machlokas. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, Asbara Lecha. Let me explain to you. I heard the Machlokas, a different version. Lahotzi Kulei Amalei Pligi De Motzi. You for sure could put out the ledge. It's your property. It's your property. Why wouldn't you be able to put out the ledge? Ki Pligi Lahachzer Ksalim Lem Koman. The only issue is, could you put the wall back? You've already given this space, now could you put the wall back? The Ifcha Idmar, and I had this opposite Misora. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Machzir. Reish Lakish Amar, Machzir. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Machzir. Mishem de Rav Yehuda, because the Rav Yehuda says, Dam Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda says, we have this already a couple of times. This comes up, if you see on the side, comes up four times in this Masechta. This is time number three. Dam Rav Yehuda, Meitzah Shechziku Bo Rabbi Masala Kalkalo. If there is a path that the Rabbim are already using, so you can't be mekalkalit, they already have a chazakas here too. Once you've given the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim more of the street to go on, or widen the street out of your property, so then you can't ruin it. Reish Lakish Amar Machzir. No, no problem. You can't be Machzir. When do you say that Rav Yehuda applies Hani Mili Hecha Deleka Ravcha? If there's no other place, they use a pathway, and now you're going to close up the pathway. So that's difficult. That's making it impossible for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to continue. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Hacha Hiyika Ravcha. But here, there's a street. You just made it a little wider, so you can make it a little smaller. They still have the pathway to go to, and therefore, Rav Yehuda's din would not apply here. Period. The Mishnah said, if I bought the property and already has these things sticking out, then it's okay. Then we assume that everything was done properly. Amar Rav Huna, nafla chozer ubone osa. And even if it falls down, not only if you just got it from someone else, if it then fell down, you could rebuild it. Right, and you can put out the season as was, as you had it. Meisve, is that really true? So we bring up a brisa here that relates, but it has to do with Zecha L'Churban. So that's how we're going to get into the Zecha L'Churban. Meisve, ein mesaidin. Right, this is talking about a house right after the Churban. You're not allowed to, you know, seal it and lime it and cement it in the perfect way. Ve'ein mekairin, or putting up beautiful pictures. Ve'ein mefaichin, or make beautiful other pictures. Bizman hazeh. Not allowed to do that. Loka chatzer, misuyedes, mikuyeres, mifuyeches, haruzabaches kasa. But if you bought a chatzer that had it, it was perfectly ready, then you don't have to break it. You don't have to take off the lime. Nafla in a chatzer bonosa. But if it falls down, then when you rebuild it, you have to leave a space. You have to leave what we call a zecha l'churban. So, why in Hilchas Zecha l'churban are you not allowed to rebuild it, while in Hilchas Shechinim you are allowed to? Isur Hashayini. Don't compare Isurim of issues of Zecha l'Mikdash. That's not just a Dini Mamonis issue of people being Mochel. This has to do with me and Hashem, not with me and other people. And therefore, there's a difference between the two contexts. Isur is different than Hezekah. But once that came up, so now we get into one of the main Gemaras in Shas about Zecha l'Mikdash. Tana Rabbanan. Lo Yasud Adam es Beso Basit. A person cannot cement their house perfectly with sid, vim irev, bochol, teven, mutter. But if you use an inferior type of sid, you mix it with sand and teven, mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, irev, bochol, ariz et tarkasid va'aser. If you mix sand in, that's not allowed. Teven, mutter. Okay, what is this all about? It's all about not having something beautiful after the Beit HaMikdash has been destroyed. If we don't have our most beautiful home, so then how could we have any home that is beautiful? Tanu Rabbanan. We'll talk more about this. Let's just continue a little more. Kishacharva bayis b'shniya. Let's just have one or two introductory remarks. Number one, Rav Soloveitchik has a very important line. He writes this in a few places, and it's obvious, but it's written in the Rishima Shiurim, if you want to look in one place, in Sukkah, on that page, Reish Tes, and that is, there are two types of Zecher LeMikdash that we have in Halacha. One type of Zecher LeMikdash, Baba Basra Daf Samach, right here, is Zecher LeMikdash, Zecher to the Churban HaMikdash. And as we'll see, putting ashes on the top of a chasan, and breaking the glass, and other limitations, that's one type of Zecher LeMikdash, all the Nihugim of the 3 weeks, and the 9 days, and Shavuot Shechalbo, that's one type of Zecher LeMikdash, that's Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash. But there's another total, and that's based on the Pasuk of Eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini, as Beis Hashem will see in the Gemara soon. But there's a totally other type of Zecher LeMikdash, and that's learned out elsewhere from the Gemara in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah discuss the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 takanos Zecher LeMikdash, you shake a lulav every day to remember what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though Midah Raisa, it's only 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash and 1 day outside. Lekachten lechem b'yom harishon, but Zecher LeMikdash, 7 days. Yom Hanev kulo aser. Right, many takanas. That's not Zecher LeChurban HaMikdash. That's Zecher to what they used to do in the Mikdash. That's a different type of Zecher LeMikdash, and that's based on a different pasuk. Right, that's Gemara says Ksuv, but Sion he Doresh Einla Michlal Deboy Drisha. Right, so we have to seek out and remember what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's a very different type of Zecher LeMikdash. So as he says, it Hilchas Avelu Zecher LeMikdash and Din Lizkar as Mitzvah Sakshiros LeMikdash LaHalos Alibenu as HaMikdash Kishayia Bibinyano. The Zui HaSugya Shalafanenu, and that's the Sugya in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph, and that's what he says is based on the two different Sukkim that we have. Right, Sefiras HaOmer. Sefiras HaOmer, right? The Baal HaMor, the end of Pesachim. Why don't you make a Shechianu on Sefiras HaOmer? Because he says that is Zecher LeMikdash that reminds us we're sad, that we have Churban. So the Baal HaMor says, Sefiras HaOmer, he mitzvah Zecher LeMikdash, of course, Churban Beis HaMikdash, L'shem Avelus. But others might say, we don't make a Shechianu maybe for other reasons, maybe because this is a Zecher LeMikdash remembering the Karban Omer. Maybe it's the other type of Zecher LeMikdash. So it might not even be clear which type of Zecher LeMikdash that is, but that's an important comment of two types of Zecher LeMikdash. Why did Chazal make this Zecher LeMikdash, all of these, as we'll see, Dafke after Bayis Sheni and not after Bayis Rishon? We don't find Nihugim of Zecher LeMikdash after Bayis Rishon. So two of the great Achronim, the Chasam Sofer and the Ben Yehoyada, right here, both say that because Bayis Rishon, they knew it was finite. They knew, it is finite, but they knew the amount of time, right? Yirmiyahu HaNavi already said it was going to be 70 years, then they were going to come back. So they didn't feel that they needed Zecher LeMikdash because it was going to be one generation, 70 years, they were going to come back. But, by the second Galus, by the Galus that we're still in, right, we know that there was no limit. There was no limit given, and we're still in it, Rachmana Litzlan. And therefore it says the Chasam Sofer that the churban v'abayis rishon nizgala kitzo ayin shonim v'nisya'ashu milashuv atzof hazman ubein hazman ahu lo haya makom lisabel ela biyom she'iru bo ma'oris liyisrael. They fasted, he writes on the Dalet Somos, but there was no eye with the Beis HaMikdash. Ach bayis sheni shelo nizgala kitzo v'kol yoma v'yoma zimnehu. Every day we mourn for it because every day maybe it can come back. V'kol yom shelo nivne bo kilu nechrav bo v'gzera kashem ma'od roi lisabel v'kol yom b'shah v'chulu. That's the difference between the first and the second Mikdash, says the Chasam Sofer, and says the Ben Yehoyada. So here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, third line. Kishacharva, Bayis Bishniya, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, when there was Bayis, the Churban Bayis Sheni. So many people, many of the great rabbis started separating. Shlomo says, Shlomo Chabasar, Shlomo Shtos Yayin, we're not eating meat or drinking wine anymore, period. Nitval and Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, really? That's what you're doing? Bini. Bibne ma yetem ochlem basar, veinetem chosem yayin. Why no meat and wine? And this is, by the way, one of the reasons why we don't have meat and wine during the 9 days. Amrulo, no chal basar. Shmimenem akrivin al gabi amizbeach. Eat meat? When the mizbeach has no meat, we should eat meat. V'yachsha batel nishte yayin shemenaskon agavi amizbeach. Drink wine. V'yachsha batel the mizbeach doesn't have any wine, and we should drink wine. So Rabbi Yeshua says to them, "Amar leim imkin lechem lo nochal." You know what? So why don't you don't eat bread? Shekvar batel minachas, right? Maybe don't eat bread. So they answer, Oh, good idea. Efshar b'peiros. We'll just eat fruit the rest of our lives. So, peiros lo nochal. Shekvar palu bikurim. Maybe you shouldn't eat fruit, because after all, there's no more bikurim. They said, no, efshar b'peiros acherim. Right, bikurim is only the shivas haminim. Right, so maybe we you're right, we'll only eat, for the rest of our lives, we're only going to eat non-shivas haminim fruit. That's all we're going to eat. So, mayim lo nishta, says Rabbi Yeshua, what about water? Shekvar palu nisach hamayim. Right, what about water? So Shasku, they did not have an answer for that. Water. Tosfos discusses, why didn't they answer? Well, we'll use water. Well, okay, we'll only drink water, may boros, that are possible in Yisrach HaMayim. Why don't we say that? So the Tosfos says they couldn't say that. Why? The Omer read, the davar tahavi mimincha osin bo nisuch chashev kamo davar atzmo. No, that water is water. You can't be mechalik within waters. So they didn't have an answer for this, and then he answers, D'ilav, because if you don't say that, why didn't they ask, we'll use Yayin Mevushal, right, which is not good, Al Gabi HaMizbeach, or we'll use Meitutim V'Yein Tapuchim, right, we'll use fruit juices. You can't live without water, or it's all liquid. Either way, Rabbi Yeshua says, so, Ein Lo Davar Sof, this is not what Hashem wants us to do. Amar Lahen Bani, Bo V'Omer Lachem, Sholos Abel Kal Eker Yefshar. You can't not have any customs of mourning. Shekvar nigzur gzeira, because obviously there was a terrible decree. Lehizabel yoser miha iefshar. You can't go overboard. Shein gozer gzeira latzibur elimkein rov atzibur chol lamod ba. You can't make chazal. Cannot make a gzeira unless the tired tzibur right can follow it. Right, inherently built into the rabbanon's power is only to make laws that the tzibur could hold of. Right, just as an example, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, daf lamed vav. Right, pas akum. We know bishal akum and chalav akum; those are all halachas, bona fide halachas. Pas akum is a chumra. Why is pas akum a chumra and not a halacha? Because Tosfos already says, because it was a gzera, she'ina tzibur chol namod bo. People would travel; they would need the staple bread as the staple of life. And therefore, it was never had the teeth to be a gzeira because it was not a gzeira shatzibri cholon lamabo. So dichziv, but you see it in the pasuk b'me'era atem ne'arim ba'osi atem kovim hagoy kulo, the whole nation. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua says, you have certain limited behaviors, but don't limit what you eat. Kach amru chachamim, sad adam es beso basid, umeshayir bo davar muat. You know, leave a little area. You could paint your house, you could fix up your house, but leave a little area. Of Akama, Amr of Yosef, Amma al Amma. One little area, Amma al Amma, Amr of Chizda, Keneged HaPesach. Right, Keneged HaPesach, and that, as we know, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Eichel HaMikdash, in Simin, Tav, Kuf, Samach, right after Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this, right, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Tignu Chachamem, Shehayaboso Adar, Sheim Bonim La'olam, Binyin, Mesuyad, Mekuyar, Kibinyin HaMalachim, but you have to leave in Amma al Amma, Keneged HaPesach, below Sid. You have to leave a little area without done. Says the Mishnah. What does the Keneged HaPesach mean? That's a machlokes. Does it mean on top of the doorway, so when you walk in and you turn around, you see it? Or does it mean when you walk in the door, you see it in front of you? That's a discussion in the poskim. Number one, right? Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. And then he quotes, V'oso Ashiur, the best thing to do is leaving it unfinished. Not making it Mr. Brewer had making it black. The local osan ama shachar. There's the ogamkein tzir, right? Or some he says the yesh mekomos that they make it shachar and they write on it zeicha lechurban, right? Or others say that they have something kinege the base of mikdash. The best thing to do is to leave it unfinished. All these others are a secondary, but the best thing to do is leave it unfinished. If one moves into a house, like we saw, and it's not done, or one already painted their house and they didn't realize, so then there is no halacha of undoing it. The whole idea is to leave it unfinished. If it's finished already, like it said before, if you bought this, right, harizu b'chazkasa, if you bought a chatzar misuyedes v'chulu. Good. Osa adam kol tzarchei sudo mishar davar muat. So that, there is the minug, if one knows that halacha. The following, though, is not really customary. Oh, a person should, osa adam kol tzarchei sudo mishar davar muat, a person should make all the, make his whole meal, set the table, and leave over a little bit. Mahi amar papa kisa taharstana. Don't serve something on the menu. A little fish. You know, have something and don't serve it. That's not usually commonly assumed. Or, oh, it's a isha called, some have the, also the Shulchan Aruch quotes about leaving a table, an area on the table that, you know, that's not set. Or, so again, that's not it's not the minhag olam, but the idea of leaving an zeichel mikdash area in the house that already has is the custom. Ose isha called achshiteha umsheres davar muat. Also, a woman should leave off one piece of jewelry umahi amra basida on her temples. She shouldn't properly take care of in terms of beautification of the temple. So again, that's not really the minhag ha'olam. Shenemar, what is the source of all of these ideas that we're supposed to remember? The pasuk of Mishkech Yerushalayim said in Anar Os Bavel. We mentioned in the past Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who points out why dafka Mishkech Yerushalayim do we focus on the hand and the tongue? Tishkachi mini, tidbak lishoni lechiki. The hand and the tongue. Because those are the two parts of the body that are used when you make an oath. When you make a shvua. You hold up your hand, or you put your hand on the Bible, and you say something. So those two, we swore that we would never forget Yerushalayim. So that's why those two, we say, if we forget Yerushalayim, my hand should dry up, my tongue should dry up. That is the, why dafka, those two are used. Maya ro simchasi, what does it mean, even on the top of my simcha, amar of Yitzchak, ze efer makle shebarosh chasanim. That's referring to ashes on the head of the chasanim, right? That is the minog of many. To put ashes on the makam atfilin, amal yerpav la'abaya, heichem anach lab makam atfilin. Shneemar lasum ala veit silon, laseis lohem pe'er, tachas efer. That's what we put, at a wedding. In the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik that he was makbid at different times when the Masechet Kedushin does it. Sometimes the Masechet Kedushin would do it, you know, before the chuppah starts, put it on his head. But the Rav Soloveitchik was makbid dafka to do it? No, after the chuppah. Right, meaning what many do, let's say before you sing a Meshkachek at the end of the chuppah, after Shavar Brachas. Because the point is, a chassan, before he walks down the aisle, according to what we do, he's not a chassan yet. He didn't even do Kiddushin yet. Right, he's Meshudach, but he's not Mu'uras. Right, he's not, this Erisin didn't even take place. So not to do it afterwards, do it under the chuppah, do it at the time of the Nisuin. That's when the chuppah. That's why some also say that when some of the minag of standing up when the chassan or the kala walk in, they say, "Oh, chassan double melech." He's going to become a chassan. He's not a chassan yet. Right? There's a halacha when the grandparents walk down, but they save a takum. That's a halacha. But when the chassan does, he's going to do a mitzvah. So some say there's a mafarshim in the Mishnayos and Bikurim. Say maybe it has to do with he's going to do a mitzvah like they used to stand up when the mevi'ei Bikurim brought the Bikurim. So maybe it's connected to that. Maybe it's connected to that. Okay. Either way, we continue. V'chol misabel al Yerushalayim zocha v'ro b'simchasa. And anyone who mourns Yerushalayim merits and sees its simcha. Shenemar simchu etz Yerushalayim v'gomer. Right? Famous question on the Chasam Sofer. You know, why is it present tense? It should be yizke v'yira b'simchasa. Why is it zocha v'ro b'simchasa? So they tell a story about Napoleon. Napoleon was once walking through the streets of Yerushalayim on Tisha B'Av, and he walks in and he sees people sitting on the floor crying and says, "What's going on?" They said, "Our temple burned down." He's like, "Really? I didn't hear about it. Where's your temple?" They said, "Oh, 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, you're still mourning?" And he said, "A people who still mourn their temple from 1,000 years ago, they are for sure, I could see that they're gonna have it rebuilt. Because the fact that we're still mourning means it's not really dead." Right? A person is not mekabel tanchumin ala chai. Like Chazal say. So the fact that we're still mourning is a gufa araya that is coming back. Tanya, Amar Bishol ben Elisha, Miyam Shachar Mesa Migdash, Dinu Shiv, Nigzar Alatz Meinu. We should, theoretically, should be gozer on ourselves. So lechol basav ol l'shos yayin ella gozer gzera latzibur elam ain gozer gzera latzibur elam kei rov atzibur yichon lamod ba. So therefore we have to eat, we have to drink. So therefore we don't make such a gzera. Umiyom shepashta malchus harisha shegozer all the gzeras rose v'kasho. And since the time that the Roman Empire has made terrible decrees on us, umevatelas bimenu taru mitzvos. And doesn't let us live. Ein manachas osana likanes l'shavua haben va'amila liyeshua haben. And don't let us go to what shavua ben Yeshua ben. We discuss this at length in Bava Kama Daf Pei. Right? Does this mean a bris? Does this mean a shalom zachar? Right? All the different possibilities. What this means? So they don't even let us do that. Dinu shenigzar let's make a shalisa isha. We should just make it clear that we shouldn't get married. We're not going to be able to do bris mila. We're not going to be able to do right the minog of shalom zachar. Right, so that's what we should really do theoretically. V'nimsa, but if we do that, zaro shel Avram Avinu kala me'elav, then the Jewish people are just going to stop, and that can't be. Even though we're sad, but we can't just stop going on. Ela hanach lam liYisrael. And therefore, just leave B'nai Yisrael mutav shi shogegin v'al yumazidin. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mutav shishog ayim azidin. So look at the Rashbam. Mutav shishogin b'mashe lokhim nashim she'enam surim she'ishisu b'davar. People don't realize that that's something that we should think about. They get married. V'loim azidim, don't tell them that that they shouldn't get married because they have to. Or Tosva says, mutav shishogin, Tosva says, b'davar she'en yadua im yakablu. We don't know if they're going to be makabalu or not. But the previous Tosva asked the Kasha. There's a misapuruvu. What's the havamina? We're going to make a gzeira about the Beis HaMikdash to go against the mitzvah puravu. So Tosva says, maybe it'll mean v'shem al osan shekvar kimu pir yivariv yakamar. If we already yotzi the mitzvah puravu, maybe we shouldn't have any more kids. Be yotzi puravu, that's it. That was the havamina. But either way, lamaisa, we say that's not true. Anyway, remember the Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama, one of the most important comments of his in all of Yamshel Shlomo, in Zayin Lamed Zayin, on that Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei, where he talks all about the concept of a Sudas Mitzvah. All the different types of Sudas Mitzvah, and Shalom Zachar, and Bris Milah, and a Siyam Mesechet, as he says, is the greatest simcha in the world. The Chulo, that's all an important comment of the Yamshel Shlomo. Hadra Lacheskas Habatim, Baruch Hashem, big fat perek, and next time we start the middle section, the next section of Maseches Bava Basra, which are the Hamochers right here in the middle of the Masechta. Okay, Parsha Shir should be up, and we'll stop here.